All right. Lastly, but not least, here at Gopher Dunes, Ryan Gauld calling the action from the television trailer. First of all, a lot of Americans, I was getting texts, they are not happy. They bought an app, and they can't watch this race. Seth Rarick, Wygant, someone else. Oh, yes, people are not happy. And I'm telling them it's all your fault.
Well, I mean, you can definitely blame me. I really don't even understand why it's like that. The reasoning, well, you saw today, the phone signal is obviously bad and stuff like that. But we got Starlinks.
It's called satellites up in the sky.
Yeah, I understand that. We have Starlink. I had to bring, I brought my Starlink over so we could have live timing for TV today. I really don't know. Once me and you take over the series, we'll just have Starlinks around all the property, okay? You claim that? And
when is this thing on, tonight?
I don't even know. I don't even know. I literally have no idea when it's on. I heard they're going to try to get it up for tomorrow morning or tomorrow night about 7 o'clock.
So listen, you and I don't give a shit who wins this thing. So I was, it's never, you want, never want to see anybody hurt, but Jess Pettis KO'd himself, went to the hospital, didn't race today. Dylan's issue in the Moto One with the bike and DNF. It sucks for those guys.
Big time.
But dude, this thing's a series.
9 points between first and fifth. Like, Phil goes 7-6 and gets a red plate. Yeah. He's tied for a red plate.
It's like garbage.
Like, he just said that, worst race of my life, and I now have a red plate. So, I mean, at the beginning of the first two races, those two guys winning by 2 minutes. We're just like, okay, whatever, it's going to be overcome. Blah, blah, blah. Almost like what we thought maybe Geyser was going to do in MXGP or Jet was going to. It just shit happens, and it literally happened today. I guess the carbon tank broke on Dylan's bike, and that broke, and then then Jess rings his bell. So, I mean, I mean, I'd say join next week and watch it live, but I don't know if it'll be on.
Dylan said, look, I felt like I was going to leave here with a 19-point lead or whatever, right? With 50 points, and he's 32 down. So he's like,
Who didn't think that?
Yeah, right, who didn't think that? And then, like you said, this thing's tight. Like, look, Jess comes back if he's all right, which we hope he is. Yeah. And Dylan, they're the class of the class, but it just goes to show you, man, anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, the whole sport is so crazy. Like Tanner Ward, for instance, had a super crusty year last year. And redemption kind of thing like that. And it gets a win, kind of picking up the pieces. Like, there was not a person, maybe even him, that would have picked him to win overall this year. Yeah. And then, boom, this kind of stuff gets in the way and it happens. I mean, it's like you said, it sucks, but it's so cool in the same thing. We're going next weekend. We got 4 rounds to go, and there's 9 points. Now, it might just go back to Jess 1-1 next weekend or Dylan 1-1 and a big, huge lead and stuff like that. But for right now, there's life.
Well, but even still, like, Dylan's now only whatever
nine
down.
Yeah,
so
him
like
and Quinn are tied.
Right.
Yeah, him and Quinn.
So
are tied
like now we're on. You know, this thing was Jess's to win. Then it was Dylan's to win, and now it is anybody's.
Well, think of it this way too. With Jess, he didn't race today, and he still has the red plate.
Yeah.
Like so, he can wherever he's sitting right now. I think he's still in the hospital apparently. Where he's sitting, it's like okay, well, I guess I'm still in it. I got a chance here still. Where he probably left here today, going, oh shit, this is gonna suck. And what an amazing. Drink the Kool-Aid. Join the Canadian flag. Get a beaver tail. That's all honest.
I did see beavers today when I came in.
You saw that.
Crossing the ditch over here. Tanner Ward, like you said, mentioned, cool. I think I told him afterwards. Yeah. I think everybody's happy for him. You know, he's a good dude.
100%. He wears his heart on his sleeve for sure. You know, he does the ride with me, the mental stuff. He had a big mental sort of breakdown. I think it's 7 years. Just announced not that long ago that his brother passed away, and there's a reason why he starts his ride with me and raises money for mental awareness and all that kind of stuff. And it just – He got a little bit handed, obviously, but he actually earned it after that. Like, he had to get Quinn, he had to pass Lars in the second moto, and he fought there and he hung on. And he was tired at the end there, but he wasn't, like, as gassed as what Quinn. And it was cool to see, man. Yeah, and then same with Rempel. 17.
Get into that. Let me finish. Okay, so Rempel gets his overall today, KTM. I think Ryder McNabb, if he loses this thing, this is going to be a moto that he looks back on and like he could have put a lot of points on and he bonked. But Rempel was, he looked incredibly in shape to me. Like he speed was okay. It was good.
Yeah.
But to me, his fitness really shone today.
Well, so last year, that was Noose's pick at the end of the year. We were talking about that. And he kept pick getting better. This winter, I got buddies that have been hanging out. He's only 17, so he still hangs out with all the little kids at the track, right?
I didn't know he's that young.
Yeah, he's 17 years old. And so like, I'm getting these text messages. He's just playing video games. He's not putting the work in. And then Kevin Benoit kind of enters in somewhere around March time. They go to GPF. I guess since that point, it's changed, and it showed today.
Yeah.
At the podium, I don't know if you were at the first podium, no. Both Kilroy and McNabb. Out, like, all, I didn't think we were getting TV or nothing. Rempel's just sitting there. He's leaning on the tent post, and he's just ready to go.
Yeah.
And then he said in the second moment, he's like, I knew I had it. I got this. I know those guys were punched, and I just felt it. I got it. And he did it. It was cool.
Yeah. Kilroy told me, like, they had a great battle, him and McNabb, and Kilroy told me, like, okay, I let him go, but, like, hey, 2-1 will get me the job. And he said, two laps in the Moto2, Kilroy was like, this ain't happening.
Yeah, I think he just hit the wall there. He was punched after Moto 1, and he just mailed it in. And so what, 1-3, he gets, that's 45, and
he lost five.
So not a big deal. So it's down to like 13. Yeah. So both series are back on, 13-9. I mean, the Dunes is – it's that track. It used to be like Nanaimo. You go there. Nanaimo was that. You go there and you think it's going to be crappy just because it's so gnarly and going to be big gaps. And here we are with the biggest toss-up of 2025.
Well, did a pulp show, CMXU show last night. I raced your bike. I owe you some parts for it.
Yeah.
It was a good old time coming up here. We had a good time, and it was brutal, really rough for my race. I wish I wouldn't have raced, but I did, and I wrecked your bike.
I'm surprised you went for Moto 2, actually.
Really?
I figured you're like, I got the bike, and then you did all that work and the sweat, and I was proud of you.
Yeah, no, I did think about skipping it, but I'm like, no, I'm not bringing my gear bag, coming all the way here, and quitting.
Well, I mean, I wish we had some video of that because it was a hell of a get-off.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a get-off. You sent it to the moon. You got that great start, and from hero to zero in a matter of about a minute and a half, so... Yeah. But I'm stoked you came. You know, Diggs is super pumped you came. And, I mean, like you said, there's a shit ton of fans for you, and the show was awesome. I don't really think you can claim as much as you have, but you do bring a little boost, I guess. You're like the boost in eco mode
on the
pedal assist.
So I raced both motos, crashed out of the one. You rode one moto, crashed, and rode one moto. Noof rode practice and then decided not to race. Like, us three are kind of losers.
Well, I mean, for the amount of shit talk that we talk, we don't really get it. We don't back it up well.
This was not good for us.
We don't back it up well, that's for sure. I actually think I'm almost in the same as New State. I didn't have a lick of fun of the 10, 15 laps I did. I'm like, I told my kid, I'm like, I think I'm going to leave my bike at home, buddy. I'm just going to bring it for you. Let's go have a trip. I don't know.
So we went DNS, DNS, 3, DNF, DNF, 6. That's what we did.
That's a hell of a scorecard right there. That's a hell. That sounds like all the free spots on the bingo card right there.
We're gate fillers, man.
Yeah, I just pay the money right now. Yeah, what was it? Cade Clayson was the gate filler back in the day, right?
Didn't work out well for us three.
No, for all the shit talking, not good. But hey, that's what we do with shit talk. Yeah. Whatever, we can back it up on the mic.
No, it was a fun time for sure. It was really good to see. Good day of racing.
Yeah.
It was really testing these guys, which is always cool to see. Like, it's awesome to see these guys dig that deep. And I think my favorite line was, Phil walked up here to your dad and said, I had the heart of your kid today. And your dad just laughed. He didn't defend you. He just laughed. He thought that was really good.
So the way that the golf family works, we defend you when you're actually not near you.
Okay,
he defends me when I'm not around.
But
when I'm around, I'm a weak pussy chicken, all that kind of stuff. So that's how it goes.
Well, cool, man. Hey, thanks for hosting me. Thanks for the hospitality. You and Amy were great. Pit out of your trailer and all that. So thanks for that. Appreciate it.
No Capriotis, but it was good sandwiches.
No e-bike ride, no Capriotis. We'll get it out. Thanks, Goldie.
Cheers.
Cool. Thank you, man.